truckers. That's, I think, the way to go about this.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. I'm telling you, you know, Joe Biden may have been a truck driver, but as of today, he's not declared himself as a doctor.
Correct.
But,
that's
you know,
his wife.
Who knows? Maybe tomorrow he'll be a doctor.
Well, James, that minute's up, so I appreciate you.
All right, brother.
Hey, take care.
Second hour of news and views coming up. We're going to be talking a little bit about Cartridge World coming
Excellent.
Up with Wiley. It should just be a moment.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Japanese officials say Tokyo has reported record-breaking coronavirus cases for the third straight day, with the Olympics well underway. The chief cabinet secretary says Japan has never experienced the expansion of the infections of this magnitude. Fueled by vaccinations and government aid, the U.S. economy grew at a 6.5% annual rate last quarter. Today's report from the Commerce Department estimated the nation's gross domestic product accelerated in the April to June quarter. The number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits slid last week, the Labor Department reporting today that jobless claims dropped by 24,000 to 400,000 last week. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 147 points at 35,078. The NASDAQ is up 57.5 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. It is heat advisory day number 3, and it will continue until tomorrow with dangerous heat indices 105 or higher. Today's actual high, you know, about 98, 99, maybe teetering close to 100 tomorrow. Rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less through Friday. Low tonight, 77. Some widely scattered storms start to pop up on Saturday with highs in the upper 90s again, but better rain chances are in the cards for Sunday and Monday. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest-growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
If you have a loved one needing extra care, call Prattville Health and Rehab, a skilled nursing facility offering short or long-term physical therapy, long-term residency, secure dementia care, or even short-term respite care. What makes Prattville Health and Rehab special? Inpatient physical, occupational, or speech therapy with private therapy rooms, a 7-day-a-week activity department, and a professional loving staff with the goal of bringing your loved one's past life into present. For information, call 334-365-2241 or go to PrattvilleHealthandRehab.com. Our family caring for yours.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark, Eddie Bader, in the house. And across the desk from me, we have Wiley Dempsey with Cartridge World. Wiley, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing, Joey?
I'm good. Well, yeah, I guess you heard that first hour, so I'm in a good mood.
You're in a very good mood. Enjoy listening to you. Have a lot of passion for what you do. So.
Thank you, sir. And I'm always happy to bring in our great sponsors and great business owners. And, you know, at Cartridge World, we were just talking off mic there. You're actually doing pretty well in terms of business, right?
We are. It had a different effect on us than a lot of the other businesses. Everybody had to print things out at home instead of at work. So we concentrate a lot on the homes and the doctor's offices and even service stations. Just every business that you can think of, they have to have some type of toner or either ink. And we've been here for 15 years. I've got several guys that work for me. We really know printers. We'll help you with your printer if you give us a call and let us know. We are over on Atlanta Highway, 6383 Atlanta Highway. We're not quite to where Walmart is, but we're on the left if you're going out of towns.
Mm-hmm. 6383 Atlanta Highway, and there's kind of a general website, and you can folks just put in zip code and find the exact map and location and phone number. And
yes, it'll pull up. And our phone number is 334-819-8797. And we do a lot of business with people out of town. We drop ship. We do deliver here in town. Any way we can do business, we'll be more than glad to.
So if somebody wants a new printer, you could help them out with that?
I have some printers.
Some, okay.
As you notice, if you go into the big box stores, you'll see a lot of them are out of printers. It's due to the COVID. However, when you need toner and you go into one of these stores and they don't have it, we have the biggest stock in stock of any store here in town.
Well, and there's nothing worse than like somebody orders or, you know, a bunch of toner and it's the wrong time
thing.
Oh yeah.
And that's why I miss in so many different businesses the ability to go in and talk to somebody.
Right. And somebody who's knowledgeable about what they do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, and that's another problem with the big box stores. You might get somebody who's nice, an associate or something, but they don't know in the same way you and your employees will know.
Well, I've got 30 years in it myself, and what we do, we try to be nice to people, and it spreads. It really does.
Now, I'm thinking of my dad used to have an office here in Montgomery. He's no longer in business for himself, let's say, but he had his own construction management business. He often would do scheduling. And so I have memories of these big plotters he would have in the office.
Yes.
And I'd imagine that's a special type of cartridge. That's a special type of ink going on there.
Well, we have access to one of the largest warehouses that have the toner and the ink in them. Our company, this is a franchise, but our company's been in business over 30 years. And so that's initially from the start of the inkjet and the toner business. We concentrate a lot on the little small printers that are sitting on your desk, the ones you have at home. And again, doctor's offices, anybody who's in need of it, we do have it in stock.
Well, and I'd imagine there's been some changes you've seen over those. You said you've been doing it 15, but the business 30?
I was in it 20 years with a big box and then 15 years doing it here. And I've seen it go from ribbons to ink to toner. Was there when one of the first computers were sold in a retail store. So,
what are people buying mostly? Is it mostly for like documents? Are you talking black ink? Or I imagine people are still wanting color documents, right?
Yeah, a lot of color documents are needed. However, that's just a preference. As long as you can print black, that's really the way to go, the cheapest way to go. So, and it's a thriving business.
Well, folks, if you need any ink, any toner, you need to go and get that, you know, that personal touch, that face-to-face. I can't stand calling up a place and I can't get a person.
Right.
I can't stand the idea that, okay, you have a location, but I can't come in. There's all this sort of thing going on.
The door's wide open at our place, and you can call us at any time. We're open. I say any time that we're open is from 8 to 6, Monday through Friday. Our phone number is 334-819-8797, and we'll do everything we can to help you.
And just to remind folks, if you have a printer already and it's kind of malfunctioning in a certain way, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I seated everything correctly and I got it all set up right. What's going on with this?
Call
if
us.
It's confounding you, yeah, give them a call at Cartridge World, 819-8797. And again, I just typed in Cartridge World into Google and then was able to put in a zip code and found the,
and it pops right up.
The location. And Wiley, I appreciate you being a sponsor here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It's because of you that we can do what we do here and have the fun like we did in this last hour.
Yes.
So.
Well, Blue Water's been real good to me. It's I'd have never got in contact with a lot of the people that we do business with without Blue Water. So
there you go.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Wiley.
Yes,
again, sir. Folks, Cartridge World, Wiley Dempsey, great thank guy you. Here. Y'all go see him. More news and views when we come back.
Talking 24 hours a day, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryan. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a broken traffic light. Stop and go is the name of my game. It's easy. You go, they go. What was it? They go, you go? And if you have the wrong car insurance, these repair costs could stop you in your tracks. So get Allstate's new low auto rate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Not available in every state based on coverage and limits selected. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting
for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Life goes on without me, 'cause
welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Had to play my theme song here. Don't you love sad and lonely lyrics set to happy music?
Yeah, Ivy just called.
Who?
The governor. Is that why you brought Not Connected? Oh.
Eddie.
Oh.
You see the American flag over there we have on the wall?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Could you look right below it there? What is that right there below the American flag on the windowsill?
It's a little wooden stick over.
Oh, a little old wooden stick. No, that's a big old paddle. It says Southern Wood Abides. All right?
Yes, sir. You shouldn't threaten your elders, though.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm not going to have you go pick out a switch. I'm going to have you grab it and hand it to me. All right? And then you're going to get all Kevin Bacon. All right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Watch it. Don't start with those rumors again. Okay. Governor doesn't appreciate it. I don't appreciate it.
She's never said nothing negative to me about it, but I got where you're coming from.
Anyway, 272-9228. Before we fail to forget, and this is why Eddie is so great and why he's here, James Cole.
That's right.
I wanted us to mention, and I just failed to mention it earlier, they are looking for interns there, right, at Cole Plumbing?
Need some apprentices, yeah.
Apprentices, yes.
Learn the plumbing trade. Plumbers make great money.
And you can make money as an apprentice.
Yes, you can.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you get great training, and you'll get training from one of the best, being James Coles and anybody at that organization. But I remember growing up, I didn't think plumbers and people in trade made good money until my dad introduced me to his buddy that was a plumber. Yeah, the guy drove a, and I didn't know, he drove a plumber's van.
Hmm.
When we went to go visit him, he had a nice boat, he had a nice house, he had a pool in the backyard. I was like, Dad, I thought this guy was a plumber. He's like, he is.
Yeah, the skilled trades are the way to make some money and make a great living and career. And you get to know the community.
Very well, yeah.
So y'all need to call Cole Plumbing if you're interested in this gig, if you're interested in being an apprentice and learning the trade and becoming a plumber yourself, developing that high skill, 279-8919, but you already had that number saved, right?
That's right.
279-8919. Now, just a quick oddity of a story.
Yeah?
Really, this should be a Friday story, but it's so interesting, and it came out 2 days ago. I have to cover it now. But let's give a little background first. Did you know that there are Germans?
Germans?
Germans. From the World War II era, who are veterans of World War II, and they're German. So you might wonder, well, what side did they fight on? Well, put two and two together, folks.
Okay.
There are German World War II vets who continue to receive war pensions across Europe.
Really?
This is a story from EuroWeeklyNews.com, February the 5th, 2021. But yeah, it's a thing. In 2014, it was revealed that in Germany that an unrevealed number of Second World War veterans who fought under the Nazis continued to receive compensation pensions across Europe. Yeah, it's one thing that they just kept going, interesting enough.
Well, yeah, kind of too late now, too old to get a job, unless they want to be governor here in Alabama.
Now, in 98, Germany passed a law whereby the payment could be canceled to those who were culpable in war crimes. But apparently it's difficult to prove these offenses, and only a small portion of the recipients have been stripped of their payments on these grounds. It could be reportedly up to $1,300 a month, or 1,300 euro, which is more than $1,300. Yeah. Like what, 1,500, let's call? I don't know the exchange rate.
Yeah,
but
I'll call it 1,580.
Yeah. Huh. So I bring this up for a reason.
Okay.
not only, like, that's just a weird fact, the people who fought for the Nazis are still getting pensions by the current-day German state. Just a weird fact.
That is a weird fact, but...
But there was a story that came out 2 days ago from the BBC.
Yes.
An 84-year-old pensioner. One of these guys who's a World War II vet, fought under the Nazis.
Yeah.
He's receiving a pension. There was a discovery found in his basement.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Lawyers in Germany are wrangling over how to deal with a 84-year-old pensioner who stored a World War II tank, anti-aircraft gun, and torpedo in his basement.
I like him already.
The items were removed from a house in the northern town of Heikendorf. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it's
Heiken. Heiken.
I'll go with Heiken.
Heikendorf.
Yeah.
In 2015, with the help of the army. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are now negotiating possible penalties.
Oh, come on.
Including a suspended sentence and a fine of around $500,000.
He's a pensioner, man. He don't have money for that.
The defendant, age 84, must also find a new home for these items, for his big old tank. But according to his lawyer, a U.S. museum is interested in purchasing the Panther tank.
Yeah, we'd buy it in a minute, man.
Yeah, many historians argue it was the most efficient such vehicle deployed by Germany during World War II when they made war against the world. The lawyer also said that a number of German collectors had approached the defendant over other items, which included assault rifles and pistols.
So he's got a good collection, dude. What you gonna do with that there torpedo you got?
He's still 84 years too young. He's still suspect.
I mean, at this point, he's got a great collection. I think he should die a very wealthy man because he could sell all that.
At a court hearing on Monday, lawyers were trying to determine whether the man's military collection had violated Germany's War Weapons Control Act. The act regulates the manufacture, sale, and transport of weapons of war. Well, if it was in his basement the whole time...
Who'd he conduct war with?
And how big is that basement?
No. Big enough to put a tank in.
Wait. Is this a basement or a bunker? Because if it's a bunker, this is a whole other story.
Right. I got to go. If they could drive that tank out, it's got to be a basement.
But the defense attorneys argue that many of the weapons are no longer functional. What are you sure that torpedo won't work?
Bringing them down here.
The tank was bought as scrap. Oh, interesting. They're considering accepting a lower fine, about $50,000.
Come on.
Meanwhile, prosecutors have suggested that some of the weapons and ammunition could still be used. In July 2015, it took about 20 soldiers, almost 9 hours, to extract the Panther tank,
ooh,
which was without its tracks.
On rims.
But it took them a while.
took them a while to get the thing started.
Yeah.
German gets a little ornery.
Local authorities were reportedly tipped off about the cellar's contents, the basement or maybe bunker's contents, by colleagues in Berlin who had earlier searched the home for stolen Nazi art. All right, then. Should the 84-year-old Nazi pensioner be able to keep his tank?
Well,
it doesn't look like he's going to keep the tank.
I think we should... encourage him to sell it or donate to a museum.
Yeah, no, that's just crazy. Oh, and I didn't know there were still people
on
pension.
Yeah, pensioners from World War II.
That's nuts. Wow, and I think there's still Stasi members from East Germany still on pension.
Okay, so the war basically took place over there, so there had to be, at the end of war, there had to be things left over just out of the field.
Yeah.
He said he bought it at a scrapyard, which I love that story.
That's crazy.
I bought that tank at a scrapyard, man.
Right, and it's there's been a lot of internet memes making the rounds.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know the, imagine, like, ideological quadrant system?
Yes.
Where you have, like, authoritarian to libertarian on your y-axis,
mm-hmm,
and your x-axis is a left to right?
Right.
And so you can have your libertarian left, your libertarian right, authoritarian left, and you move up and down this to, you know, whatever degree. And somebody made a image of the tank in the story's headline, and it's like in the upper left quadrant, it's a Soviet guy going, the man can keep his tank. It's like a German soldier for World War One. I can keep my tank. It's like an American patriot in the bottom right saying, the man can keep his tank.
Right.
Yeah, and then you've got like a hippie hugging a tree saying peace, saying the man can keep his tank.
Oh, really? Even the hippies on it?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. He's had it this long.
He's not keeping the tank. 272-9228. You got to watch out for, you know, why you got a torpedo in here?
Because I'm cool like that.
Right, and if anything breaks out on the lake, you know.
Right, I mean, what's the problem? The guy's got a collection. You know what the problem is? It's not in a museum where the government can collect taxes on it. That's
right,
why.
Right. I just found that to be a interesting story. So Gallup claims that Joe Biden's approval is right down the middle, 50% approval rating.
Is that you think that is a safe place to be?
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle. We know some people like him, some people hate him. Right down the middle.
And so what happened with he claimed that I used to drive an 18-wheeler.
Oh, yeah, let me pull that up. Basically, the White House is having to kind of do a little crawdadding on that. And what they decided was the story that he was referring to about him being an 18-wheeler truck driver was back in, let's see. He said, I used to drive an 18-wheeler, man. See where it comes down here. The House spokesman pointed out to a December 1973 article from the Wilmington Evening Journal that showed Biden rode in an 18-wheeler for 536 miles. Didn't drive it, but he did ride in it for 536 miles.
Anyway, and if we don't drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I got to.
I'm adding that to the drop list.
Well, the funniest
one. Hold on. Let's hear it again.
Anyway. And if we don't drive an 18-wheeler, man.
When he goes to walk to they're talking about the electric truck they've made. He goes to walk to it. They've got it locked. And he's like, you know, goes and can't get in. And the guy's like, yeah, it's locked. And all I could think about was, it's locked for your protection, Joe. We don't want you up in that truck.
Mr. President, can somebody get the sedative?
And then when he's walking around, he's like, oh, I don't know where to stand. They told me to look for the blue X. And you see him looking on the floor. I'm like, oh.
Where's my mark?
Ah, somebody get the doctor.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Yes.
Goodness gracious. And, you know, it makes me think we were talking about this off-air. Before cameras.
Yeah.
Any cameras. Before even radio, let's say, folks, the technology we're using now, which is remarkably, what, over a century old? Now, a very powerful force, back then especially. Think about before radio. Before any cameras really were functional. I mean, you had the ones with the bulb that would blow up.
Oh,
yeah.
It
would take forever. The exposure would take forever to get a good picture. Can you imagine how many lies politicians told back then and just got away with it?
There's no way to
check.
Because
there was hardly any way of, like, double-checking it. Yeah, you had newspapers, but, you know, most of them were on the take, even worse than they were now.
Well, also, if you called him out on as a liar, he could easily have you killed. No one would know back then. There was no way to trace that.
They didn't have DNA evidence. Right. They didn't even have a fingerprint system.
Hey, you seen that guy that said Joey was lying? Hadn't seen him in a month. Don't know what happened.
No, but can you imagine Joe Biden on a whistle-stop tour? Like, he's going to go on Amtrak all over the country, and he's going to campaign from the Amtrak cabin,
mm-hmm.
and there's no cameras, folks, no cameras. We're doing this old school. I used to ride an 18-wheeler. Oh, man, I love the feeling of that big old rig. All that power under my hands, under my foot. It's like, Joe, stop it. Nobody believes you.
They'd be better off putting the little mini railroad around the White House and let him be the conductor on that train.
Yeah, 50% Joe. Big Rig Joe.
Big Rig Joe.
Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. FORHIMS.com/RADIO.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs. Oh,
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. It is heat advisory day number 3, and it will continue until tomorrow with dangerous heat indices, 105 or higher. Today's actual high, you know, about 98, 99, maybe teetering close to 100 tomorrow. Rain chances are not zero, but very small, 20% or less through Friday. Low tonight, 77. Some widely scattered storms start to pop up on Saturday with highs in the upper 90s again. But better rain chances are in the cards for Sunday and Monday. Stay hydrated. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. There at Physical Prattville, Dawn Sexton and her team can help you with all your walking and balance issues. It's got to be a rough thing to realize, hey, I can't do it like I used to. In the sense that now getting out of bed's treacherous.
Yes.
And I make light of it a little bit because it's going on with, you know, people I know in my family. But you don't have to live life this way, folks. If you are hesitating to go out to the park with the grandkids, if you're having trouble just getting around the house, or you just are constantly unsure of your footing and getting around, you don't have to live this way. Dawn Sexton and her team there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville can help you. Just give them a call at 595-9990. It's 595-9990. Ask about a free balance test. They'll set that up for you. Show up, and it's a real quick test. Pretty straightforward. I mean, things like, hey, walk this straight line. How many times in 30 seconds can you sit down and stand up from this chair? And they're going to do all sorts of basic things like that. That informs them, hey, maybe this is what's going on with you. And they'll give you a score out of 18. So say you get a 10 out of 18 on that balance score initially after that free balance test. So they'll set you up on a course of rehab and therapy, whether it's with that 360 walking track, virtual reality testing, all sorts of different ways they can help you out. And it could be you're rehabbing an ankle or knee injury, inner ear problems, vision problems, all these things can cause imbalances. And it's not just rehabbing that physical part that's bothering you, but also getting you over the psychological blocks you might have built up. I mean, it's as basic, I keep saying it, but like right. Your right ankle's bothering you. So you learn not to put weight on your right ankle. And even after it heals, you're still kind of adapting that way. Well, you got to readapt and get back to normal. And Dawn Sexton and her team can help you do that. Again, that number, 595-9990. Ask about a free balance test. And be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to William B.
What's up, William B?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
What's up, man?
Oh, nothing, man. Just trying to figure out how to act. You know, they say treat people the way you want to be treated, but somehow when I do, that's inappropriate for the workplace. I don't know. Maybe I'll save that for the camp trip. You said Sleepy Joe went for a ride in a truck one time.
Yeah. Well, he claimed I drove a big rig once, and then the truth is he went on a ride in one.
Yeah, for 500 miles. So that is,
can you imagine being the driver of that truck that he rode 500 miles with?
I think I would have had a roofied him and just put him out.
Now, you know, I mean, he could have been in the back or something. I don't know, but
I'd have dropped him off with a lot lizard and been on my way.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't even stop for fuel because he'd be sniffing all the lot lizard, you know?
No, I'm Diamond Joe. We got a package of teddy bears here to deliver, and it's not just teddy bears, if you catch my drift.
Right. Right.
You see that way station, let's get on out of here, all right?
Yeah, really. Anyway, I just had to comment on that, man. I could not imagine riding 5 miles with him in my truck, right. But, you know, anyway. Y'all have a good one. Let me know when you're ready to go camping.
We'll do it. Thank you, William B.
See you.
Later, buddy.
Yeah, it could be like riding with Dumb and Dumber. It's like, Harry, if you run in place, it feels like you're going at an incredible rate.
He would be pushing buttons. What's this? What's that? What's it? Oh, we'd have to put him out, man.
Yeah, it's like, calm down, Senator. Okay. Yeah, this must have been when he was a senator. What? Yeah, well, I mean, we got a 47-year window there.
Yeah, so. Exactly. It's when they first invented big rigs. He was one of the first drivers.
Oh, and happy day for public school parents and kids.
Yeah.
School systems are making plans, including Montgomery Public Schools, of requiring masks for the upcoming school year.
And you know what's going to really tick them off? When they say, hey, why aren't kids coming back to school? We've got a lot of homeschooling going on.
That's another story we're about to get to.
Oh.
But as July is winding down, writes Alabama News Network, parents are getting ready to send their kids back to school, some for the first time in over a year. The CDC believes it is safe for students to be back in classrooms. However, according to new guidelines, they recommend everyone in school buildings wear masks. The Alabama State Department of Education is leaving it up to individual school systems to make that call on mask requirements. Which is, localism, I suppose.
I agree.
But School systems are starting to make plans across the state, which includes Montgomery Public Schools. The system will require masks for all students, staff, and visitors entering a school or district office building. Thank God I'd ever have to enter any of those. Elmore County Schools. Superintendent Richard Dennis has plans to release guidelines by the end of the week, so we'll see what Mr. Dennis does.
Who's providing the mask, do you know, Joey? Like if a child shows up with no mask.
I guess we need to add that to cram the van.
Ding, 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 ding.
Which, by the way, y'all pay attention to our cram the van drive. We're trying to help out kids out there. We've got a reminder on that coming up at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Good deal.
And drop off all sorts of school supplies to help people out. In Autauga County, Superintendent Timothy Tidmore said their plans are to be as normal as possible with masks not required but encouraged. However, that's subject to change. Dallas County Schools. Schools will be opening traditionally face-to-face. Superintendent Hattie Shelton said masks will be required. Pike Road Schools. Superintendent Dr. Chuck Ledbetter.
What's old Chuck say?
Wants to monitor rates and CDC recommendations and plans to wait until August 10th to announce their guidelines.
That one sounds actually the most intelligent of all.
Mm-hmm. You think he's like a doctor or like a Joe Biden doctor?
Oof. Hate to say it, but I think he's a Joe Biden doctor.
Yeah. 272-9228.
Education.
But and I've always kept it up in like an education setting. I'll call you a doctor.
Yeah, but in his case, honestly, out of all those people, he was like, there's no reason to panic yet. We got a little bit of time. We'll make a statement come August 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Well, interesting story came out yesterday from Red State, though. And maybe the masking and other guidelines have something to do with this. Could be the virtual learning was not an ideal experience. But mm-hmm. Homeschooling is surging.
Really?
It is. The pandemic, of course, folks, brought on all sorts of consequences and changes to our society. But in my humble opinion, and the opinion of this author here for Red State, not every change, not every effect was negative. One such result was a dramatic increase in homeschooling, and especially in households that, well, say some people that run things in the public facilities may not like. According to the Associated Press, parents took their children's education into their own hands and found that their children seemed to be performing much better under their own tutelage than under the public school systems. The surge itself was confirmed by the U.S. Census Bureau that reported homeschooling more than doubled between March and September of 2020, going from 5.4% to 11%. The biggest jump of all? The Associated Press reported that black households skyrocketed from the single digits to the double. What's more, some are motivated by religious reasoning. Black households saw the largest jump in homeschooling. This is from the AP. Their homeschooling rate rose from 3.3% in the spring of 2020 to 16.1% in the fall.
Wow.
The parents in one of those households, Arian and Robert Brown of Austin, Texas, had three children in elementary school when the pandemic took hold. After experimenting with virtual learning, the couple opted by trying homeschooling with a Catholic-oriented curriculum provided by Seton Home Study School, which serves about 16,000 students nationwide. The Browns plan to continue homeschooling for the coming year, grateful that they can tailor the curriculum to fit their children's distinctive needs. Jacoby, who's 11, has been diagnosed with narcolepsy and sometimes needs naps during the day. Riley, who's 10, has tested as academically gifted. Felicity, who's 9, has a learning disability. I didn't want my kids to become a statistic and not meet their full potential, said Robert Brown, the father, who's a former teacher himself who does consulting. And we wanted them to have very solid understanding of their Catholic faith. Another parent in a black household, Angela Valentine, felt the need to keep homeschooling her children due to her son, Dorian, being the only black child at a school. The isolation he was experiencing was getting to him, and so she now teaches him about black history and culture while homeschooling. And, you know, this is the beautiful thing about freedom. I was talking to Jeff Dice about this. When you allow people freedom, whether it's school choice or homeschooling, people can teach what they like.
Right.
So, you might not agree with it, but it ain't your kids.
But, Joey, I want your kid to be drinking the Kool-Aid like my kid's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Homeschooling also allows parents to conform the learning to their children's needs instead of children having to conform to this sort of one-size-fits-all style of learning public school forces on children. And as much as public schools and some private schools have more of a traditional style, try to adapt, they're never going to be as capable of adapting as parents themselves or very small facilities that, you know, they're actually homeschool co-ops popping up all over the nation. AP reports one parent has a child with Down syndrome, for instance, and noticed that her progress at home was much better than her progress in virtual learning. They ended up doing the same for her son, Noah. The classes went so well, they decided to continue homeschooling for the next few years. It's a great story. And her son, this is a woman named Osgood, by the last name of Osgood, said her son was learning so much more at home than he ever did. School is just so chaotic. We don't get very much done in any particular class. Here, I sit down, you tell me what to do, and minutes later, I'm done. Other families have weighed in, noting that their children excelled better at home and learned far more than they did at public school. While this is all well and good, parents should likely not get too comfortable. Many are just getting into the homeschooling life, but they should be aware that there is a war on homeschooling going on because, well, freedom is too risky. It's this underlying belief shared by a lot of very intelligent people, and don't knock their intelligence and talent, it's real. But their libido dominandi, which has nothing to do with sex, ignore the word libido, but their lust to dominate for the sake of people's own good, is truly remarkable. You can't have kids in homeschooling. You have to have these kids out. They're not your kids, they're our kids. Many on the left would rather see homeschooling made illegal, and Harvard professors are already making the case for this as mainstream media sources applaud and echo them. It's a big club and you ain't in it. As we were listening to yesterday with the General Flynn interview, when you say deep state, you got to be a bit more specific. That specificity might involve, say, hey, these are entities that aren't officially within the government, but they amplify certain agendas on behalf of the government. On behalf of folks who make their living off of the taxes the rest of us pay. So we fund them through forced taxation, and then they get to claim you don't get to teach your own children if you have the means to do it. It's pretty obnoxious, pretty domineering. And this underlying belief that, you know, the little people out there, the average people, they can't engage in complex thinking. They can't make responsible decisions for themselves or for their child. I went to school for this. I have credentials. I have a career. What are you, a parent? It's a beautiful sign that this is happening. It gets rid of a lot of problems when you're not arguing over what curriculum might be in a given public school. Instead, you have freedom. You teach your children as you like. I think most parents want the best for their children. And they might have certain ideas and they might get it wrong. It's like those within the school get it wrong. We do the best we can. I think to assume suspicion when it comes to parents in private schemes for education while assuming only sainthood for those in public education is a bit absurd. Human nature, folks, doesn't change when you cross that line and you engage in public service. Those in public service are just as fallen and flawed as the rest of us out here, you know, serving ourselves in our community on a basis without taxation. 272-9228. 272-9228. This part of the program, in fact, this entire hour, brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams, y'all say an extra prayer for her. She's going through it with her Mimi.
Mm-hmm. Who's doing better, by the way?
She is doing better, but it's going to be a long haul. Mm-hmm. So love you, Kim, and let us know if you need anything. Y'all say extra prayer for Kim. But at Alabama Home Mortgage, they can still help you. 567-4223. 567-4223. Also, you can apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Whether you're looking to be a first-time home buyer or you're looking to refinance, and these refinance deals are really great right now.
Really good.
You're leaving money on the table if you don't refinance right now. I mean, you don't want to be like 10 years later and you've got a young child, say a grandkid, and be like, Grandpa, why were you such a loser when interest rates were this low? Why didn't you refinance?
Well, son.
Why were you such a sucker? Yeah, don't be in that position.
Right.
Don't be in that position at all. So call up Alabama Home Mortgage. They can often save you hundreds of dollars a month on that monthly payment. You can skip up to two payments.
Two payments you can skip, Joey.
When you refinance with Alabama Home Mortgage. So you skip 2 months. When you start paying again, it's less, much less than it was before. Or maybe more your strategy is, I want to pay off this mortgage before I retire.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need to free up money now because of college tuition, room and board, other things. Maybe you're just looking to reinvest in your property. You're just investing in yourself and treat yourself. Alabama Home Mortgage can help you with all of that. And they now specialize in helping veterans get those VA home loan programs that you veterans have earned through your service. A lot of folks don't realize what they qualify for, and Alabama Home Mortgage is here to help you and make sure you know, hey, you can save even more money because of your service. So 567-4223 on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back with David and others at 272-9228. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you have a cell phone or tablet that isn't charging, dying fast, or maybe the screen is damaged? Don't get suckered into buying a new one. XI Repair can fix your current device same day and in under 30 minutes. Their certified technicians fix and recover data from thousands of cell phones, computers, tablets, game consoles, and drones 7 days a week. Give them a call today at 334-777-1234 or visit them online at xirepair.com.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Locally owned, laid-back, family-friendly vibe for over 10 years. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
To find out how you can help, go to Newstalk931.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Before the close of the second hour, let's go back to the phones and talk to David.
Hey, David.
Hey, David.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You know, if there's a surge in homeschooling, that's great. That's the way to defund public education.
Hear, hear.
You know, just keep your kids at home, teach them, take the tax dollars away, the federal tax dollars from the school system, and then maybe, just maybe, they'll start paying attention.
Now, I really don't understand the idea of, these aren't my children, but I get to mold them. Like, I am not a parent. That's why I don't always talk about education stuff, because I'm not a parent. And I have this hesitation to say, because it's not my kids I'm talking about, then who am I to tell anybody else to do what to do with their own children?
But, Joey, you're going to have to deal with the uneducated.
Yeah.
So yeah. You have just as right as
well,
much
sometimes
right
I'd rather
else.
Deal with the uneducated than the overly educated.
Yeah, you know, and I read a meme a couple of weeks ago online, and it was basically just was, no tyrannical government ever wanted an educated people to rule over. You know, which is basically what our government is doing, is dumbing down the whole system. Why? Because they don't want educated kids. You know, they want an uneducated populace that they can control, which is the reason we're number 37 in the world now in education, right behind Slovakia.
Right, and I'm pretty consistent about this in the sense that if you want to teach your kids, you know, Howard Zinn and Ibram X. Kendi and whatever the latest fad in fashion history is, go right ahead. It's your children. And when they grow up, we'll have discussions and arguments. But not everything has to be for everybody.
Right.
And I'm so tired of this crap in a free country. Yeah, it's an old observation, actually, about the United States, especially after the turn of the 20th century, that in a country that prides itself on freedom and diversity and individual spirit and mind, it's such a country of conformity and of right thinking and opinion. We got to get over this.
The other day that Randy Weingarten said that when asked if they were going to reopen the New York City school, she said, well, we hope to. And it's like, which tells you pretty much ain't going to happen.
Right.
You know, so, and that's, I tell you, there's a woman when you hear the saying, beauty is skin deep, but ugly goes to the bone.
To the bone.
That is one ugly woman.
Bone, baby.
She hit every ugly branch when she fell out of that tree.
Yeah.
So, but, I just don't see, you know, I think in the major cities, you're going to, again, have schools not reopened this fall. And, you know, again, it's just part of the Democrat scheme, man. They are going to milk this thing up through November of 2022 to try to affect the election again, the midterm, any way, shape, or form they can by using this pandemic.
I just think it's ridiculous because by not having basically schools going again this year, that'll be the second time in a year or second time in a row a lot of people are going to get a social promotion. They're not going to learn anything.
Hmm. Right. Yeah, and can you imagine the damage that's going to do, you know, beyond our, you know, public school system into the university?
Exactly. Well, they'll start saying, hey, we can't base it on how smart you are. We have to base it on how diverse we are.
Yes, your life experience.
Yep.
You know, and I was, you have shower thoughts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, Joey.
No, I had a shower thought this morning. Like, somehow you get your best thinking done when that hot water is running down your back and all this sort of thing. And scrub, 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 scrub. And I thought, you know, there's a short story I was taught during my fancy book learning days. It was a story I was presented with while I was a Catholic, I believe in my 11th or 12th grade year. And it's very short, folks. And I encourage everybody to go to read it because it's just that short. I think it's only like 700, 800 words. It's
was
called,
it introduced by Sister Mary Elephant?
No, luckily the nuns weren't teaching when I went through and matriculated through the Catholic school system.
You're too young to understand that joke.
Yeah, I am. And, guilty as charged. But the short story is The Use of Force by William Carlos Williams. And it's about a sick young girl and her parents trying to get her to feel better, and they call the doctor over, and the story commences. The Use of Force by William Carlos Williams. I think it explains a lot about what's going on in our society today.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. So, have a good one, guys.
Hey, take care, David.
Thank you, David. 272-9228. Dennis, you're going to have to hold your position because I'm out of time for this hour, but I'll come right back to you if you hold, sir. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.